national championships, 27 SEC titles, 131 first-team All-Americans, 70 postseason appearances, 39 postseason victories. This is Alabama football. And this is Alabama tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Is a Dreamland score prediction day. We're going to get some Nick Saban audio. We're going to get some conversation going. If you want to jump in, we'll take those calls until 7 o'clock. 205-342-9904. 205-342-9904. A huge package today, even bigger than we did last week. We did congratulate Kevin on picking up the score prediction. We'll take yours right now. Alabama, Texas A&M. Alabama, a 17-point favorite against the Aggies in Bryant. He's setting the over-under 52. I will remind you that we will talk to Greg Byrne, the athletic director at the University of Alabama, tomorrow, 2:30. He will join us, 2:30. Bama, Texas A&M, it is a Dreamland score prediction day. We're going to give you a Dreamland barbecue gift card, New Life mini print, supersonic gift card, 2021 calendar from New Life Art, roses, courtesy of Pat's Florist and Gourmet Baskets, Rustic Rehab gift card, Southern Ale House. We'll take your calls, and only today, let's go to Shannon. Shannon, good afternoon. You're in the game. I hope all is well.
What's going on, Ryan? Been a minute.
It has been. I hope all is well, man. It's
It's better, man. I had to take some time away. I was in the hospital for a while, but not dealing with COVID, but had a surgery. Had to take care of.
I got you. Are you recovered? Are you back to 100%?
I'm getting there. I'm better than what I was.
Okay.
I'm getting there. Hey, can you tell me about the guy, man? I think he's an outside linebacker, defensive end from Georgia, and he stayed in the backfield against Missouri, I mean, almost all night.
Will Anderson? Hampton,
yes.
Georgia?
Yes.
6'4",
yes.
235 guy? Nick Saban telling Todd Blackledge and Sean McDonough that he may be the best player, the best rush-in that they've had here, could develop into the best rush-in that they've had here.
We be needing that, man. We missed that so bad last year.
I mean, he might as well camped out in the backfield.
Yeah. We missed that so bad last year.
We were 63rd in the country last year in sacks. We only had 32 total sacks a year ago.
And it was good to see, man, Mosley, man. You can see that coach on the field coming out of him when he was directing everybody.
Well, what a difference a Mike linebacker, a alpha dog on that side of the field makes.
Yes.
And, Pete Golding told the story when we opened up camp saying, well, when Dylan Moses came into his office and told him that he was coming back, he said, "Coach, I'm coming back." And he said, I want to be the leader on that side of the football. I want to be the leader. I want to take charge. I want that to be my defense." And Coach Pete Golding challenged him to take that role, not just the talk, but to take that role.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night was evident that he has embraced that role. And he looked great.
Was that when Young got out there, was that the starting line, or that
it was initially he left all the starters in?
Okay.
What'd you think?
I think it's some growing there, but I mean, you talking about this Zilp is so different when he throw that ball. Man, he got some philosophy on there. He can throw that.
That release is quick. I mean, it comes out quick. He's got a cannon for an arm. You know, I tweeted out, because you got to keep in mind, we've seen video clips, but none of us have, as far as the media, we've been to practice. They prevented us from going to practice, which understandably, trying to protect everybody. I mean, we get it. but you hadn't seen him throw a football in a collegiate practice or a game or spring training. You know, we didn't have the fan day this year, so normally we get a little taste there.
Well, yeah,
But going out and watching him, I tweeted out rocket arm. I mean, it comes out quick.
Yes, it does.
And you could see the arm talent. Now, let me tell you some things that I liked about him was that the part that I did not like is him toting the football like a loaf of bread.
Yes.
I mean, that may work at the high school level. That's a fumble.
That ain't gonna work.
That's a fumble in the college side of things. Because those guys are taught. I mean, I'm looking at a drill right now. Alabama just sent out practice footage from today, and I'm watching it a fumble drill right now. They are taught to go after that football, and he was carrying it around. It was like it was, you know, like you going out a jug of sweet tea out of, you know, Publix.
Well, that'll put you on the bench real fast.
You cannot make mistakes. And Mac Jones, same thing. I mean, you know, if he throws those pick sixes in that Missouri game, then we're probably talking a different conversation. But you can see Bryce may be the future. I don't think that future is right now. I think he's still got some developing to do.
Well, yeah, it hurt him real bad when spring and all that was huge.
Through.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about it, Shannon. That's why he came to Alabama.
Yeah.
He came in early.
Mm-hmm.
He came in early. He got 15 days of spring practice.
Yep.
All that was missing. All that was missing. I mean, that's the reason why you early enroll in, you arrive where you can go through that type of workouts.
Yeah. And if we keep playing like we're playing, man, and they get the and Young keep getting the reps in game, and we get to score up like we normally do and allow them to get in, I think that's going to be his spring. And I think by the end of the season, if he keeps, you know, getting out there, it's going to come along. You're going to start seeing the future getting much closer.
Well, and you can see the arm talent.
I
mean, Mac Jones would tell you that he didn't have the arm talent. But it's not a beauty contest.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's about, hey, what else can you do? What else can give me? But I right now, you look at it, you say, okay, well, let's reevaluate this thing in 3 or 4 weeks. He can thread the needle. But I thought Mac Jones threaded the needle quite well, too. I thought he made some throws in that game that we have not seen from him. Competition, even though we have manufactured that out of our society, competition is a great thing. Brian Robinson,
yes,
Najee Harris going toe-to-toe. Chris Allen and Ben Davis going toe-to-toe. I mean, you know, you look at that competition. Josh Job competing. Jalen Armour Davis at some of the defensive back spots. All of that is good. Everything is great. Competition, that's one of the things that makes Alabama so good is you cannot afford to bellyache and cry and, you know, want somebody to feel sorry for because somebody will take your job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Julio Jones said that one time. He said out of all the guys, when competition was coming through the door after he was there, he never thought about leaving. That never crossed his mind.
He said it on this show. When we featured Julio Jones, he said it right here on the show. I'm not sure if that's the one that you're talking about. He said Nick Saban started him third string on the depth chart. Said he walked in. But he said it, after going to all the recruiting tales, he said, man, he was told everything in the world. He said you'd go here, they'd say, hey, man, you got to be a starter. You got to be game number, day number one. You got to be number one starter. He said Nick Saban said, listen, we'll win with you or we'll win without you. Your choice. I mean, think about it. He looked at Julio Jones, which may go down as one of the all-time great wide receivers, and I hope that hamstring gets back because he's on my fantasy team, and I need points, man. I need points. So I need that hamstring to heal back up. So, but looking at Julio Jones and saying, hey, man, we'll win with you or we'll win without you. Your choice.
That speaks a lot. That says a lot, man. That says I can trust this guy.
Well,
he's going to tell me the truth
if
I'm doing good or not.
Did you hear Julio Jones saying that he had discovered a new hobby this offseason?
No.
He's found a new hobby because of the COVID pandemic.
And what was the hobby?
He's got into hiking.
Really?
He's got into hiking. They asked him, they said, well, because, you know, he lives here in the offseason and trains at the Alabama football facility. And they said, well, where is some of your hiking spots? Where's some of your favorite hiking spots? He said, that's for me and nobody else. He wouldn't tell anybody where his new hiking spots are.
man running those hills and everything. I really thought you were going to say golf or bowling, but.
And I don't know if he does either one, but I know Mark Ingram's a good golfer, by the way. But hey, Shannon,
oh, yeah, he's very good.
Give me a score, man. What do you think? Alabama, Texas, A&M.
Well, I say 44-13, Alabama.
All right, 44-13, and then receiving yards from Jalen Waddle.
147.
Thank you, Shannon.
All right, man. Good talking with you, Ryan.
Yeah, good catching up. I'm glad you're doing well and continue to get better, man.
All right, I will.
Thank
Roll
you.
Tide.
Roll Tide. Shannon helping us out here from Tuscaloosa. Let's go to Robert and Brookwood. Robert, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Good day, Ryan. How are you, brother?
Good. I'm glad you're not too mad at me. You're not too mad at me, are you?
For what?
You didn't hear me, but I've been talking about you all day.
I ain't got to listen to the show. The only thing I heard was right before Jumbo call, you said I come in, I tied with a scoring contest, but I lost in a tiebreaker. I'm a little upset with you about that.
Well, you
flipped a coin?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I promise you. I'll read you the score off.
No, I'm just messing.
No, no. You had, and you know the guy that called before you last week?
Yeah.
He had 45-17.
I think I said 45-20.
You had 45-21.
Okay.
Both of y'all, you missed it by two. He missed it by two. You had the same Alabama number, so you missed it by 9 total points. He got you on tiebreaker.
Oh, well, that's okay.
So,
that's the fun of this show.
Well, it's a competition, man. It's a competition.
Well, hey, for second place finish, maybe one day I can come down there and I can buy one of them Tide 100.7 T-shirts.
Well, you can come down and I'll give you one. But don't come right now, because I don't know if our front is all open right now.
No,
but,
no. I'm sitting out here in Brookwood in the swing enjoying this beautiful, cool weather.
But, yeah, catch me when I'm here. I'll give you a Tide 100.9 T-shirt.
Sure. All right. When I got off work at 3:30, I caught the end of a guy. He was a beat writer or something from Texas A&M.
Yes. Olin Buchanan.
What did he think about this game coming up? Is Texas A&M going to be fired up? We're going to see a totally different team? Or what did he think?
He said Texas A&M play like they played against Vanderbilt. They get run out of Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Yeah, but I kind of think they're going to be a little fired up. They're playing Bama. Not we're going to lose or not, but I think it'll be a better game. I hope it's a blowout, but I think it might be a little better game than what we think. Surely Texas A&M hadn't fallen that bad to lose to place a bet against Wolf or Vanderbilt.
Yeah, but did you hear the way that he described that game?
Well, I heard you mention it afterwards, something about it's a C- or on an open book or something. Open book.
Olin Buchanan, TexAgs.com, told us 2 hours ago. He said Texas A&M scored a C- on an open book test.
Now, that's bad when you're looking at the answers, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, the worst you want to do is a B+.
That's what he said.
Well, it don't sound like he's too confident then.
It doesn't sound like he's very confident at all.
What about this Georgia-Auburn game, Ryan? What's your feeling about it?
Do I have to pick a winner?
I can't stand either one. If Georgia didn't have Kirby, but I don't know, man. It's what benefits us in the long run. I tell you what, I would like to see Georgia go ahead and get a loss, and that way if we beat them, they're out of it with two SEC losses already. But so, then again, I've said it over the years, you don't want to see Auburn get on a roll because they are the luckiest dadgum team.
Yeah, but
they
have to come here. Auburn's not a team that's going to make it to the SEC championship. I don't think they're a good-looking team. They got lucky against Kentucky.
Yeah, but me and you is about the only two that picked Auburn that game. Everybody else was calling, oh, Kentucky this, Kentucky that.
And what did I say on Friday?
Well, losers find ways to lose.
Well, and I also said if the public is going one way.
Oh, yeah.
You
went by Vegas, yeah. You always say that. Well, what's the line on this Texas A&M game?
It is 17 currently. I looked about 15 minutes ago.
Do you like that? You think it will be more or less? What's your feeling on a game?
Alabama's going to win this game, and I think being back in Bryant-Denny Stadium, I think they'll correct some of the second-half problems, and I don't think they'll have a letdown. I think Nick Saban's message all week, play for four quarters.
I agree, brother. And like I said yesterday, and I'll get off, I thought the starting offense, the starting defense, and special teams were very in the A category. I thought they played great. It's when we started substituting a little bit that it kind of lost their intensity. But I don't blame nobody for losing their intensity. Played high school football. You get a big lead, it's easy to get lazy. You just want the game to be over.
Well, let me say this. How evident is it now to understand the difference between the first string and the second string? Like, as I'm looking at this depth chart for Alabama, I realize why some guys are first string and why some guys are second string.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Will Anderson's just going to have a great year, man. You can tell.
Oh, listen.
How did Georgia lose him? I'm glad they did, but geez.
Well, and man, when you back up and you look at Will Anderson, when you looked across that field, he didn't look anything like a true freshman.
Well, he plays more powerful than a Terrell Lewis. A healthy Terrell Lewis was a terror on the field, but we never could get a full healthy one.
He looked like a sculpture went to Stone Mountain, Georgia, in that Stone Mountain granite, and like they carved him out of granite. You know what I mean? I mean he looked. I'd like to know his body fat percentage.
Gosh,
I mean, because he just looked like, you know, like the Bruce Feldman does freaks in college football. I think Will Anderson will be on that list.
Well, I tell you what, I think my score, I'm going to stick with what I had last week. Instead of 45-21, I'm going to say 45-20.
45-20, and then Jaylen Waddle, total number of...
I think they're going to switch it around each week. I'm going to look for Devontae to break out a little more this week. I think Waddle will be about 120.
Okay.
45-20. Devontae have more.
45-20, 120. Got it.
Yep. 45-20. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
Thank you. Robert and Brookwood with a score. We'll come back. Brett down in Mobile, Jason in T-Town, Ellis in Tennessee. It's a Dreamland score prediction day. Your calls right now, 205-342-9904. You're listening to Tuscaloosa's longest-running sports show. I'm Ryan Fowler. This is Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
You are listening to Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler. Your connection to Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama Athletics on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby.
All right, so we welcome you right back into the game. Let's go to Brett in Mobile. Brett, good afternoon, man. You're in the game.
How you doing, Ryan?
Hey, I'm very well, man. Very well. It's always good to hear your voice on a Tuesday evening.
Yours as well. Yours as well. Yes, sir.
What'd you think about Alabama? Because we did not hear your call yesterday. You didn't get a chance, but
no.
What'd you think about the tie?
Tale of two halves, but you know, I understand. But the black cloud that I think, if you know me, is going to be that I think A&M was obviously overlooking Vanderbilt and thinking about us and us only.
But you don't think Texas A&M was overlooking us to get to Vanderbilt? Overlooking Vanderbilt to get to us.
They're overlooking Vandy. Yeah, they're overlooking Vandy.
You don't really buy that, do you?
Wouldn't you?
No. No. No.
Well.
I mean, not the first game. Do you think that?
Well, maybe Vandy's better than we think. I mean, LSU's not the team we thought either, but... I mean, they may be lucky to go 500 this year now. But, A&M's, they're going to be there. They ain't going to quit. And if you look at football teams and their history, they have this tendency to look over teams and look for somebody else. And you know that.
And Texas A&M has been one of those teams that has looked past, because I'm sure it's very important for Jimbo Fisher going up against his former boss.
Yeah, of course. And they're gonna come to play. And of course, I'm worried as always, just like I always am. But I didn't see the Vandy game, so I could just perceive what happened, and I didn't see it. I didn't even know what the final score was, to be honest with you. I have no idea.
Not much.
I didn't look that closely.
Yeah, not much.
Really?
17-12.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but, you know, I think it's going to be closer than everybody thinks. I would say Alabama wins 34-21.
Okay, hold on. 34-21?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And in Jaylen Waddle, total receiving yards.
That kid is amazing.
He is.
if he gets all the ball, if he gets all the ball, he can go anywhere he wants.
Is he Brett, you've been following Alabama football.
Couple of years.
Yeah. Compare him to David Palmer in your eyes.
Wow. Palmer was, I think, two different coaches. Stallings had him, in my opinion, kind of like handcuffed, for lack of better words. And I mean, people probably disagree with that, but I always felt that he just handcuffed them. But if he got the ball, he was an animal out there. And he was awesome to watch. He really was. And Waddle, be honest with you, I think Waddle's better. I don't know how to – there's no way to convince you of that. There really isn't, because Palmer was awesome back in the day. He really was. But I really think he was just handcuffed. That's just my opinion. So,
right. Give me Waddle, total receiving animal. Yards on Jaylen Waddle is our tiebreaker.
I hope he gets 1,000, but I know that's sarcastic,
yeah.
Of course. But well,
109. That's a fair number. That's a fair number. And
I'll say 109.
You know, let's see, 147. Shannon, a couple of minutes ago, I'm looking to see what our largest number. Danny and Gardendale had 155. Ken had 170. No, excuse me. It's 79. we had 170.
I hope we just
179.
I think we just. I hope we just run the ball, wear them out. Because they surprised me when he started throwing the ball. I was like, wow, that kind of surprised me. But you know, I think we just need. You know, if he gets back to running the ball, I think Wall gets about 109. And I think we just wear them out, be done with them. Hopefully the game will be over by the third quarter. The game in this last game was over in the first quarter. I mean, it was. But it kept on, you know, the second half was, like I said, tale of two cities. It was, or whatever you want to call it. But it was just, he brought out, you know, Bryce Young, all those young kids, and which they need those reps, and they have to be out there and understand the intensity. And I'm sure Saban's going to get them back in there. And
well, did you hear the guy Joe in Duncanville called us earlier today and kind of gave us, you know, a little nugget there? He said that his son drives for Uber, and he picked up a defensive lineman Saturday night. And he said, well, you know, Saban sound very pleased with y'all's play. And he said, well, that was what he said publicly. He said, you should have saw what he said after the game in the locker room, which is always the case, right? I mean,
yeah.
So it's.
Well, in the words I've said since 2007, and Saban I trust. But
me too.
Saban I trust.
Me too. Hey, Brett, it's good to talk to you, man.
Hey, good to talk to you, too. Take care, sir.
Thank you. Brett, right, down in Mobile. Right. Let's see who to us, Tide109.com. Jason, T-Town. Jason, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hey, Ryan. How's it going?
Hey, man, I'm having an awesome day. And I got 30 minutes left of, Tuesday's my big five-hour day. So it's always good to talk with the best fans in the country.
5 hours, man. If only I would give anything to be able to be in your spot, to be able to say I have to work 5 hours today instead of 4 hours talking about the greatest college football program ever.
Well, my wife says I'm going to talk whether I'm on the air or not. So
I have no doubt that is something she would say to you.
Yes.
How about there was a lot of you know, chatter, you know, not a whole lot, but there was a little bit of chatter about this whole Mike Leach led Mississippi State team possibly upsetting a couple of people this year. We, you know, who really would have thought it would have been the game one of the, you know, SEC. I thought it was great because, to be quite honest with you, I haven't heard anything from any LSU fans since Saturday. They've been very quiet. I've really been kind of concerned about some of them. I've had to make some calls and some texts and make sure things are okay, some wellness checks, if you will.
Well, what did they tell you? They told you anything? I mean, what was their response?
Before or after the game?
Well, after the game. Yeah. I mean, did they watch the game during the national championship celebration party? I mean, were they still, because, you know, I don't know if they ever stopped partying.
I'm sure Odell Beckham's still handing out cash on the sidelines. You know, no one's paying attention to that anymore, you know. No, there's no noise. Like, literally none. And that's really weird for LSU fans because even sometimes in defeat, they still kind of jaw a little bit here and there. But I think this one really hurt their feelings. You know, they had expectations of competing once again, albeit, in my opinion, unrealistic expectations because of the amount of players they lost and you know, coaching staff and things of that nature. But they had expectations of competing for not only SEC title, but for national title again. So, see all this, you know, and then they start in, oh, we lost so many players. We lost this, that, and the other coordinator. And, you know, when you look at them and say, you know, is this your first time? Because, you know, Alabama fans have been doing this since Nick Saban got here. They don't like that very much either. They tend to kind of shut up after that as well. So,
well, Jason, when you look at go through everything that program went through, you know, you could start. Let's just say if you said just the players losing that many players off that team. You know, you can start with the quarterback, but I mean, it's more than just the quarterback.
Oh yeah.
But you lose that team, who was, you know, record setting year. I think we all know it by now. But you take Dave Aranda, you take Brady, and I don't think that was the only loss on their coaching staff.
Oh no!
And no. You leave the, you know, you lose both coordinators. I mean, we've watched Nick Saban struggle with losing both of those guys. This is the first year that he's been able to bring both of them back. I guess it's 2015.
Yeah.
So 2015. When you look at all of that. And then when you start losing guys of opting out of the guys that you have returning, whew, I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, I'm definitely not going to sit here and say that they're not going to have a tough time with that. But, man, it's ironically funny that they've given us such a hard time talking about, oh, well, you have all these 4- and 5-star players. You should win a championship every year. And then they experienced some of what Alabama's been going through since Saban's been here, and they kind of tuck their tail between the legs and you know, get quiet real quick. I just think it's hilarious. I really do.
But does it make you, and this is going to be a big debate that we get into tomorrow, do you think it makes us appreciate the Nick Saban dynasty even more?
Me personally? Absolutely. Abso-frickin-lutely. Because as you can see, not every average Joe or average O, if you will, can do the same things that Nick Saban has done. You know, that's why people make such a huge deal out of whenever we actually lose, because we do it so very randomly and not very often at all, that people make such a big ordeal about it. To me, after, you know, I was just sitting around thinking about that after the game. It's funny that you say that. I was sitting around thinking about that, and I was sitting here thinking, you know what, man, I'm so glad that we have Saban so he can be consistently competing for things year in and year out. And we're not a flash in the pan. We're not a flash in the gumbo, if you will. Yeah.
Well, you're just cleaning up all kind of shots at the Tigers. I mean, like Jason loaded the gun, shot the gun, loaded it back up, shot the gun again. I mean, I like this. I mean, it's
I mean, this is going to be an interesting season. It really is.
When Vegas came out and put 6 wins on the win total.
Yeah, I took a step back when I saw that, and I was like, are you kidding
me? I did too, but obviously they knew something that we didn't.
Yeah, what's the saying that you say? You tell us every now and then, Vegas isn't built by
losing money.
Poor people or
yeah,
whatever.
Well, no, I mean, Vegas don't build those beautiful buildings losing money. I mean, they, you know, when you look at that line, and it's kind of like what happened on the SEC Parlay Pick Contest presented by Brian Harden Construction. When you look at lines that don't make sense, stay away from it.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as free money. Free money. And I had a friend. I will never say his name, okay? But I had a friend who told me, he said, I'm telling you, this Alabama line is money in the bank. He said, I'm telling you. He said, I would bet my mortgage on it. I said, you better not. he called me after the game and thanked me. It's a good friend of mine. He's like, I'm telling you, I hadn't bet in 2 or 3 years. Really?
Man.
I said, stay away from it. Stay away from it.
Hey, I didn't get in to do the parlay picks on Friday, but I'm pretty glad I wasn't able to. I would have gone 1-2.
Well, you didn't have to tell us that. I mean, you could have kept that private. You didn't. I mean, you could have said, I wish I could have got in because I would have been 3-0. You didn't have to tell us that you'd have
won. No, I can't lie. Well, I would laugh too hard before I could tell that.
Well, Jason, as I look through this parlay pick contest, Robert in Mobile is the one that hit 3-0. He was the only one who hit 3-0. We did not need to go to the tiebreaker. And let me say this. We had some 0-3s. We had quite a few of them. And we had more 1-3s than we had 2-3s. So our Brian Harden prediction contest, I'm going to have to get some, some more bookies in here or something. Because we stunk it up on Friday on the Brian Harden construction parlay picks. Jason, give me your prediction tonight. Dreamland score prediction day.
So I'm thinking it's going to be more along the lines of a 52-13 butt whooping.
52-13.
And 145 receiving yards for Waddle.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hey, real quick though, Ryan, I want you to ask Greg tomorrow why season ticket holders had their points taken away even though they bought season tickets. I want you to have a serious hold his feet to the fire conversation, Ryan.
Okay.
I know you
and Greg Byrne will join us tomorrow at 2:30 to 2:45. I tell you what, write that question up and send it in one of the social networks, Messenger, somewhere, because I want to make sure that I've got the question 100%. You're asked, because I don't know anything about this point system, okay? I don't know anything about it. I know the basics, but I don't get into all the meat and the potatoes of this, but you're asking why the season ticket holder points were taken away?
Yes. After they redid the capacity, people who, even if you were able to purchase tickets, you had to donate $100 to keep your points that you accrued for buying season tickets this year, or if you got all of your money back, they took away the points for you buying season tickets this year.
Wow. Well, and I've got a few questions, but you know, $75 million. He told Chris Lowe last week, we featured Chris Lowe, that they will lose $75 million.
Well, if they're not careful, they're going to lose a lot of fans after this year. I know a lot of people that they've said, you know what, it was great sitting in front of the television with the fridge in the bathroom right there. I might not go back.
And that's, you know, I told you guys all summer that was my biggest concern. If I was an AD, that was my biggest concern. It's about spoiled rotten sitting in front of the television. Hey, Jason, I got to run, man. Thank you.
Have a good one, Ryan.
We'll come back. We'll go to Tennessee twice. Ellis, Scotty, and Chattanooga, you guys are next in Tuscaloosa Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
She.
Talking Alabama Crimson Tide football on Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler in Tuscaloosa on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
right, so we welcome you right back into the game. I do remind you, we've got 12 hours of local generated content, plus Eli Gold and John Parker Wilson, which will join us tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Rashad Johnson, defensive back, a walk-on. You know, he does a charity that he says, walk on to All-American, walk on to champion. Rashad Johnson on the sidelines. It's Alabama Crimson Tide football. We have the streaming rights, and you can listen to that here on Tide109.com. You can also listen on the app. It's a free download for your Android, iPhone, Google Play, all the great things. It's our great friends, Tide100.9, and we greatly appreciate those thousands of Alabama fans that have chose to download that and listening to the game and watching the game and listening to Eli Gold. I don't think anything could be better. Let's go to Ellis in Manchester, Tennessee. Ellis, you're a big fan of the app. Tell people how great it is.
It's awesome. And plus, you download the app, and when you always turn it on, you always got news. Mine goes off. When y'all put something on there, it goes off and tells. You know, that y'all.
Oh, the alert. Joe Gaither and his team, which is our program director here at Tide, they do an incredible job. Ellis, can I be honest with you for a minute?
Yes, you can.
There is things that I miss that slips by me, and I get an alert on Tide, and it's like, oh, wow, oh. And then I pretend like, oh, hey, yeah, I got that too. But, no, the Tide 100.9 app does me awesome, awesome, awesome. It is a great tool.
It will do everybody awesome if they're a Bama fan. You know, and maybe it might do somebody that's not a Bama fan.
We do it. Tommy, can you check? Do we allow Barners to download the Tide 100.9 app? We do. Okay. Yeah, I'm just checking. But if there's a Barner out there that wants to download the Tide 100.9 app, they are free to do that. Yes.
Yeah, and could they win the Alabama cooler?
Now hold on. Whoa. It's not an Alabama cooler. It is a Rec-Tec Icer, and they don't have the collegiate licensing, so that it's not an Alabama cooler. Hold on. I'm sorry, Ellis. You've caught me with my pants down. My bad. Okay. That's an old saying. I had youth people over here looking at me like I was speaking a foreign language. Okay, let me,
sir, put that away.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You've heard that, right, Ellis? When you get caught, you get caught with your pants down.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yep. No.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate that.
Oh no.
But anyway, you're talking about You're talking about downloading the app and then submitting on the Facebook account, which is an Alabama cooler. I thought you was talking about the score prediction contest.
No. I was talking about the one that is the Alabama cooler.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. And you are absolutely correct. I'm glad I have people like you that can, you know, that keep me corrected.
Hey, but the app, if anybody ain't got it, they need to get it. Download it and get it.
You know, you might be a Tennessee fan if you don't have the app.
Right.
And we don't want anybody to be accused of being a Tennessee fan.
No. It's good to hear Brett's voice on the radio.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And he stays scared all the time, Ryan. He stays nervous about these ball games.
Brett's been calling us for probably 10, 11, 12 years, something like that. I've literally heard him be afraid of, like, UTC, Western Carolina. He's always nervous. He's got at least three ulcers in his stomach. There's no doubt. And Nick Saban has proved him wrong over and over and over.
Over and over, but, you know, he's one of those people.
As Brett was closing out, he said, in Saban we trust. Well, if you do, sit back and enjoy the ride, man. All right, Ellis.
He's not going to do that, right? Hey, I love him to death, but he's nervous about these ball games.
All right, I got two final callers after you, so you're not the final duck through the hole. What do you think?
I was going to tell you one thing. I'm going underneath the knife tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to have surgery on my right thumb. I've got trigger finger.
Yeah, you kind of scared me. Okay, when you said I'm going to have...
No,
I mean, I thought you might
bad,
be calling us from like the...
Cut.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the thumb is yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's a walk in the park, man.
I've been trying to get it done for a long time.
And I'll tell you what, and if you don't call us tomorrow and give us an update, we'll call you.
Oh, well, I'll call you.
I mean, the thumb, I mean, can you dial the number with the pinky?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if the thumb doesn't work, you can call us on the pinky.
Right, or the my index, nose.
Yeah, or the nose. The nose works. Or the
yeah.
What's that stupid lady that lives in my phone? What's that woman called? What's that?
Siri?
Yeah, Siri. She didn't understand my country accent. She says, what are you talking about? I'll say it again. She'll say, I finally just cut the darn thing off. I don't use it. She can't understand me anyway, so might as well not have it. All right.
Hey, it's going to be a blowout, Alabama and Texas A&M. All like right. Tonight's going to be a blowout right. With a presidential debate.
All right, give me a score, Ellis. What do you think?
It's going to be 47-17.
47-17. Jalen Waddle, total pass, excuse me, receiving yards.
Receiving yards. You done, second time you've done that, right?
Yeah, I know. Hurry.
120.
Got it. Ellis, you be good, man, and best of luck to you tomorrow morning.
All right, roll tide, Ryan.
Right back to you. So he's got a trigger finger. That's what he says. Getting worked on. Scotty, Chattanooga. Scotty, good afternoon, man. You're in the game.
Hello, Ryan.
Have you ever had a trigger finger?
Well, both of my thumbs are in pretty good shape, but I will I'll put Ellis on my personal prayer list for his thumb.
Absolutely. But, trigger finger, I had a trigger finger when I see too many Auburn people. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, Ryan, can I do my good, bad, and the ugly?
It just sticks out there.
Yesterday?
I don't know why. Yes, you can. Well, and you got to hurry because I got 6 minutes left total.
I know we got to hurry, but I got the good, Ryan. My good was in the first quarter especially, I saw on a few plays the defense looked aggressive like they used to.
Yes.
And the defense looked awesome, okay? My bad would be toward the end of the second quarter and the third and fourth quarter, the defense looked Pete Golding-ish.
It did.
And that's my good and bad. I mean, it's like, Ryan, and my thing with Pete Golding, and I don't, it took me a long time before I started, but it's like, it seems like sometimes they go into a non-aggressive mode. Like they call a play to where they're not aggressive, where they all lay back, and they don't follow the football. And I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why those plays get called. But there were some plays where they all got up to the line and they just mauled everybody on Missouri. But then on other plays, they sit back and they get run on or passed on. So I don't know what that's all about, but I did see some good glimpses. My ugly, and I hate to pull Auburn into it, was that Gus Malzahn dressing up like Pat Dye was the most.
It was awful. It was awful. It
was
embarrassing.
Absolutely the most embarrassing. And there are a few Auburn fans. Oh, we loved it. We loved the memory, you know. But there are a lot more that are absolutely disgusted with that move. And that is, can you imagine? And it don't matter which coach it is. Can you imagine if a coach of ours decided to walk on the field with a houndstooth hat?
No.
I mean, who does that? And
yeah.
Listen, I have a lot of respect for Pat Dye.
Sure.
And I am completely appalled at what that Joker did. And let me tell you something, their fan base is too. Maybe they'll be good this year. Maybe they won't. I don't care. But that was an absolute, that was an embarrassment. Yeah. And,
it looked awful. Hey, I got just minutes left right here, Scotty. I'm sorry. I'm having to rush you. But, no, but I totally agree with your comment.
Let's get the score. I'm going to do 38-17.
And then passing yards. Excuse me. I've done it three times in a row. I guess I must be confused. Jalen Waddle receiving yards.
Jalen receiving yards. I think they're going to double team him all weekend after what happened. I think he's only going to have 80 passing yards.
Okay, 80. Scotty in Chattanooga, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ryan. You have a great day, brother.
Thank you. Right back to you. Final couple of minutes here. Chris in Mississippi. Chris, good afternoon, sir. You're in the game.
Roll Tide, good afternoon, Brother Ryan. Please tell me you're not exposing yourself to your interns in there. I heard you had your pants down. Is that true?
Well, it was just an old saying. Ellis kind of busted me here, so he busted me. And no, I didn't have the pants down. It just, you know, it's an. I got exposed. It's kind of like.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just making sure you're not playing by different rules. I'm checking on you, man. I got to be honest.
That's one thing that in 20 years of radio, I've never done the radio show nude.
That was the first time for everything,
and
man.
For everybody's eyes on the other side of the glass, I hope he never does.
Thank you, Tommy.
Yeah, that's what that glass is there for, for your protection, guys, for y'all's protection. Ryan gets a little wild sometimes. Hey, man, let me give you my score. I know y'all about out of time here.
Okay.
I've been waiting, and we'll get on here. Traditionally, I got 45-10, Bama.
45-10, Alabama. All right.
122.
45-10, Alabama. 122 for Jalen Waddle. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, and I will be. I will have some of those coveted, cherished, very rarely dispensed tickets. So I'll be up in there to pull them to that score, man. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a fun, unique experience.
Well, we'd love to get you qualified. So win the package and get qualified for the RecTech Grill. And all the great things that we're putting in that package. So a nice prize package, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Roll Tide. Get outside and enjoy some of this beautiful weather, man. We'll holler at you later, bud.
Thank you. Chris in Mississippi helping us out. I just want to check on our ratings. I think we're number one in the afternoon drive in Mississippi. We get a lot of calls from Mississippi. And listen, if I had those two schools over there, I guess I'd be an Alabama fan too. Right? I mean, if you had Mississippi State and Ole Miss to choose from, I'd be an Alabama fan too. So no wonder we get some of those Alabama fans. We'll end it with Quick Dave. Quick Dave, you got about 90 seconds. It's all yours, man. Take your time.
All right, Brian. How are you doing today?
I am absolutely incredible. It's a beautiful day. I'm getting my popcorn. I got a big bowl of chili. I cannot wait for the debate coming up in about, an hour and 15, 20 minutes?
I think it's going to be 8 o'clock our time.
Yes, it will be. So I'll have complete recap tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock.
Well, let's hope, if you say anything political, you get, gosh, I'm going to listen to the debate, if somebody asks me who I'm pulling for. I got people.
I'm doing entertainment value, man. I want entertainment value. That's why I'm watching.
Well, I got people that if you say you're for somebody.
You got to hurry. I got 30 seconds.
They'll just crucify you there. But anyway, I'm going to say Alabama 45.
Okay.
A&M 17, and it's going to be 126 receiving yards.
All right, 45-17, 126, 45-17, 126. Big thanks to Joe, Josh, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Tommy Paradise, Bryant earlier, all you guys working behind the scenes, I appreciate you. We thank our law enforcement officers, Highway Patrol, firefighters, EMTs. We don't say thank you enough. I remind you that we call this program the game of the only one that you can win the big game. The game of life is to walk daily with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good night, Teach, and I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Tide 100.9.
Elusive Thread, the new free